From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. Survivors of Pakistan's record floods are demanding help, saying much of the aid that's been arriving in the South Asian nation has yet to reach them. Authorities say part of the reason is that remote areas in northwestern Pakistan are difficult to reach. In Islamabad, the BBC's Jill McGivering says the deluge from the north continues to spread.
Recent heavy rainfall has swelled the River Indus, and that floodwater is now moving south into Sindh province. Many towns in the northwest of Sindh, close to the border with Balochistan, have been issued new flood alerts and face fresh danger. Some river defences seem to have been breached, others are under threat. All this adds to the sense of continuing crisis in Pakistan as it struggles to cope with the worst flooding in its history.
The BBC's Jill McGivering on the growing humanitarian crisis. Now the Vatican is weighing in.
Che non manchi a nostri, questi nostri fratelli.
Pope Benedict XVI appealing for international aid during weekly prayers. Earlier, the UN announced it had secured nearly half of the $459 million needed to pay for initial relief efforts. Heavy rains and mudslides are also wreaking havoc in northern India. At least 18 children were killed when the roof of their school collapsed. Veer Singh reports at least a dozen other children and teachers are still missing.
The victims were buried alive when the roof came down on them in India's northern state of Uttarakhand. A state official said rescuers were looking for children between the ages of 6 and 13 who were still believed to be trapped in the rubble. According to news reports, homes in an area near Bageshwar district where the school collapsed were destroyed by monsoon rains in the mountains of Uttarakhand state. Heavy showers have also caused misery elsewhere in the region. Earlier this month, at least 175 people, including a few foreign tourists, were killed in Ladakh in the Himalayan mountains. Bad weather has caused far greater damage in neighboring Pakistan and in China. For NPR News, I'm Veer Singh in New Delhi.
President Obama stumped for Ohio Governor Ted Strickland at a fundraiser, one of two Mr. Obama was scheduled to attend today. The others being held tonight in Miami for Representative Kendrick Meek, who's running for Senate. Before the fundraisers, President Obama met privately with an Ohio family that the White House says has benefited from the administration's economic policies. But an AP GfK poll shows more people are unhappy with the president's handling of the economy. Mr. Obama's overall approval rating remains at 49%. U.S. stocks still gaining ground. Last check, Dow was up 44 points at 10,449. NASDAQ was up 14 at 2,224. From Washington, this is NPR News. Hundreds of Afghan demonstrators near Jalalabad blocking a highway in protest of NATO's nighttime raid of a compound. They accused troops of killing two innocent civilians, but NATO maintains the two were insurgents. The leaders of Russia, Afghanistan, Pakistan, and Tajikistan are meeting today in the Russian resort of Sochi to discuss the security situation in and around Afghanistan. As Peter Van Dyke reports from Moscow, the regional summit also involves talks on the flow of Afghan drugs and the recent floods in Pakistan.
Although Russia has no intention of sending troops to Afghanistan, where about 15,000 Soviet soldiers died in the 1980s, it does want a greater role in the region. It is concerned that any Taliban revival could spread north and destabilize the former Soviet republics of Central Asia, and it has stepped up cooperation with the NATO mission in Afghanistan over the past year. Moscow is critical, however, of NATO's efforts to stop drug trafficking and has repeatedly called on the alliance to do more. Afghanistan produces 90% of the world's heroin and most of it is smuggled through Central Asia to Russia on its way to the West. The trade has turned Russia into the world's largest consumer of heroin, with a surge in addictions and an estimated 30,000 drug-related deaths each year. For NPR News, I'm Peter Van Dyke in Moscow.
Authorities in Mississippi plan to start testing for oil in the Sound this week, hoping that it'll show fish and other catch are not tainted and safe to sell. They say testing will extend from Mobile Bay to the Louisiana border. This, as a group of scientists, reports finding microscopic amounts of crude still lurking deep in the Gulf of Mexico. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News in Washington.
Support for